Please stand by. Good day, everyone, and welcome to IBM's Tivoli Talk, Introduction to NetCool Solutions for Tivoli Sales Reps Conference. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Terry A. Burgesson. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you. Good morning, everybody, or afternoon or evening, wherever you are. My name is Terry Burgesson, and I'll go through this sales, what I have branded the sales tool here, for the next 20 minutes or so, and then we will have a quick discussion afterwards on a pricing, volume pricing tool by Doug Anderson. Feel free to ask questions. I'll open up for questions partway through then the presentation after each solution. And please feel free to ask questions. The idea behind this tool is that basically you should take this as basis for when you go out to customers. You should take this as basis for the solutions that you propose to customers depending on the customer type. I'm going to go through a solution basically that each solution here is based on the previous solution, building on the previous solution to become more and more complex depending on your customer needs. In reality, what you could do with this is that you could print it out, you could laminate it, and bring it to every customer that you talk to. So let's get started. I'll go on to slide number 2, which is named Scenario Basic Business Solution. And this is the simplest form of typically NetCool solution that you would typically sell out there. We're talking about a medium-sized company where the network, of course, is important to their business, but they can handle an amount of downtime here and there. They can also handle a downtime in their monitoring system, so the monitoring system doesn't have to be 100% available. They have an IT staff, but it's moderately sized, and they currently have no event management solution. This is a rare thing to encounter today. Most of the times you will come out or you will come to a customer that already has some sort of monitoring solution. But what they're looking for is to monitor their network and their servers and systems. And the solution here is very simple. Basically, what you have is an object server. It has probes, and the probes are the ones that are actively monitoring the, or listening for events from these systems. In this case, the SNMP probe for SNMP events, and log file probe for any log file monitoring that you might want to do. Optionally, you would have a backup object server here if they need high availability in their monitoring system. And you have a web interface into their system. So you have a relatively small number of devices here and relatively moderate needs for monitoring. Okay. And the pricing scenario, if you go to the next slide, slide number 3, this is the part numbers and the pricing scenario for this particular customer. So you have one or possibly two object servers. You have, that's the base install. So I've put them in two different lines since the other one is optional. You have 1,000 monitored entities here. Now, when you have 1,000 monitored entities, you know there is a pricing tool in the NetCool solutions where you go in and you enter the actual numbers, and then you will get a number of RVUs, or resource value units, to order. And if you look at the second or third column here, it says 702. So that for 1,000 monitored entities, you're ordering 702 resource value units. And SNMP and log files are tier one, priced at $60 a piece, which comes out to $42,000 and some change. In addition to that, you need a WebTop license. So there's one WebTop license at 1,000. And in this case, we're talking about five IT staff that are simultaneously monitoring here. So there could be as many IT staff as they want to, but it's five concurrent users at 5,000 or at 5,000 each for $25,000 total for the users for WebTop. I'm going to stop here, and people can ask questions about this relatively simple solution if you want to.
If you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone at this time. As a reminder, if you are on a speakerphone, please make sure your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Once again, that is star 1. And there are no questions at this time.
Okay, we'll move on to slide number 4, titled Extended Solution. Now, the extended solution, you have a similar sized business as before. However, now they also want to monitor their applications. So they have a set of network devices, a set of servers, and they also want to monitor applications and more detailed monitoring of their servers, such as CPU disk activity and so on. So we have a same size network, but we're also introducing ITM here for monitoring. The IT infrastructure typically in a customer like this is not a source of revenue. So this is not a a regular company that just uses their IT infrastructure as a support. Now, in addition to the previous solutions, this scenario requires a historical storage for events, typically for compliance purposes and so on, also for reporting purposes. And as I said, they need to monitor internal and external applications such as web applications, mail servers, etc. And as you see in the note here, Omnibus is currently not storing events in the Tivoli data warehouse, so Oracle is typically used for historical reporting. If you want to have the events stored in the TDW, you can currently use a gateway into Tech, but Omnibus will also have a gateway directly to the TDW in the near future. Now, in addition to having the historical gateway here or historical reporting here, they also want to do some simple automation of their events. So when an event comes in, they want to take some actions based on that event. Maybe send out an email, call somebody, or send an SMS to somebody's cell phone, take some corrective action. And the tool to do that is called NetCool Impact, which then can interact with other IT systems to take corrective action or to take some sort of action when something happens in the network. Okay. So we have here the same as before. We have ITM. We have a gateway into an Oracle database. And we have an Impact installation. In this case, I have not put ITM into the price list, since that would clutter things, and it's not part of what we're talking about today. For ITM pricing, you should look at the standard pricing tools for that. So let's go to slide number 5, which is an overview of the pricing for this particular solution. And in this case, I have put 2 Omnibus servers, one for primary and one for backup, assuming that they want 100% availability on their monitoring system. Again, we have 1,000 devices, which are SNMP and Syslog, Tier 1 managed devices. We have 2,000 ITM event sources, so there are 2,000 applications, et cetera, out there. Same IT staffing as before with 5 concurrent users. And as I said, a gateway to Oracle for historical reporting and NetCool Impact. NetCool Impact in this case is running on a single CPU server, so it's a relatively lightweight NetCool or Impact installation. Okay? And the pricing, as you see here, is actually wrong. I'm sorry about that. I didn't notice that before. No, sorry. It is correct. My bad. So you have two Oracles. You have now 3,000 Tier 1 RVUs, resource value units, so the 1,000 devices plus the 2,000 ITM event sources. Okay? You have 2 web-top installations in this case, primary and backup. Okay, 5 simultaneous users. You have 1 Oracle Tier 1 gateway, or 1 Omnibus Tier 1 gateway. So the Oracle gateway is Tier 1 at 47,000. You have 1 NetCool Impact base install. So the NetCool base, the Impact base install is, as I said, running on 1 single CPU server. And then that is 2 value units. So you have 1 base install and 2 value units for the single CPU server. Okay. And that concludes that slide. Any questions to this particular slide?
Once again, that is star one on your telephone if you'd like to ask a question. And there are no questions.
No questions. Which takes us to slide number six, consolidated operations management. Now, this is the most typical starting point in reality for NetCool Tivoli, or Tivoli NetCool sales. That's the, you arrive at the customer who already has monitoring, event management systems, et cetera, in place. They might have multiple offices, in this case, two geographical locations. They have, as I said, EMSs. They might have tech in place. Maybe they have HP OpenView in place, and so on. So in this, in these cases, their network is critical to their business, or it might even be revenue generating. They do not have any particular tolerance for downtime in their network nor in their monitoring system, so they need to be 100% available. Their current problem is that they have multiple systems and they want to have a consolidated view across their business so that they can find problems in their network much faster. So the proposed solution will then use the object server as a central event repository. It will have, in this case, we have three different regions, so we'll put a object server in each region. We enrich events, so we enable them to enrich events using Impact as before, take corrective actions and so on. And we also have an integration in this solution with a trouble ticketing system, such as Remedy. And again, they will use WebTop as a unified user interface into their entire monitor domain. Now, the pricing for this, if you go to slide number seven, would look as follows. We will now have, as I said, three geographical offices, one primary and one backup object server in each of them, which amounts to six object servers. We have 3,000 managed devices, okay? And then we have an additional 7,000 devices managed through their existing EMS solutions. So here we have the same number of devices managed directly through Omnibus, that is through SMP and log file probes. But in addition to that, we have 7,000 devices managed through HP OpenView or their EMSs, et cetera. We have 10 concurrent users, and as I said, NetCool Impact and the Remedy Gateway. Now, an important point here, and some people will ask this, is it necessary to have one Omnibus in each geographical region? And in a solution like this, the answer would be no. I mean, Omnibus does not need three parallel servers for scalability. Omnibus can handle tens of millions of events a day. We have solutions that do 80 million events a day. So you don't need it, but some customers still prefer or request different object servers in or Omnibus installations in different geographical regions. Okay? So we have six servers. We have 3,000 Tier 1 devices, which amounts to 1,539 resource value units. Okay? We have two two Tier 1 gateways into EMSs. So these are Tier 2 probes in line number 3 here. Sorry, Tier 3 probes at about $19,000 each. So the 7,000 devices is managed through these two probes. Okay. We have three WebTop installs. In this case, one for each region, 10 simultaneous users. We have one Remedy Gateway, one Impact installation, as in the previous slide, with the pricing, as you can see here. Okay. Any questions to this?
Again, that is star one on your telephone to ask a question. And we have a question from Ed Weilich.
Yes. In the previous example, you had the ITM event sources going through, and you charged for Tier 1 devices for those 2,000 event sources. Could you, is there a connection probe, a Tier 3 probe that you could charge instead of those 2,000 in the example you just went through?
That's a very good question. I'm not sure I can say anything for sure on that. So let me find that out, and I'll put that in the email, summary email.
Okay.
Again, that is star one if you have a question. And there are no further questions.
No further questions. Okay. Then I'll move on to slide number 8. Now, slide number 8 is the follow-up sale, essentially, to the previous slide. So, essentially, you've been in there and you've sold, and as I said, the previous slide, the previous solution is the most commonly sold omnibus solution, I think. And it's the easy sale. You go into somebody who has too many systems, and you say, we can consolidate events into one view for you. And that allows them to much faster mean time to repair because they have all of their events in one location. Now, the problem that is causing, of course, is that when you put all events in one location, you get a lot of events. And these events might previously have been handled by different teams that were handling different systems. Right now, you're getting all of the events into one location. So what you next would want to do is to say, okay, we can also significantly reduce the number of events that you're seeing. So this is a follow-up sale, essentially, to the previous slide. And again, typically this, you will see this if the network is either extremely critical or revenue-generating, and when outages in their network have a significant and an immediate impact on their revenue. Now, what we propose here is then to put the ITNM, or IBM Tivoli Network Manager, IP edition, into play. And the sales pitch typically here is you get 20, 30 million events a day. We can reduce that to a significantly lower number. And not only can we reduce it to a significantly lower number, but we can pinpoint your problem events immediately. So we can take you from a significant mean time to repair to much lower. An example would be we had a cable operator in Europe who had about 50 minutes to find a problem. When they got a problem and they got an event storm in their network, it took them, on average, 50 minutes to find a problem. And we put the Tivoli Network Manager in place, and we reduced that from 50 minutes to less than 10 seconds to find the real problem. Okay. So that's the upsell pitch. The pricing then comes on slide number 9. Again, very similar to what we had before. But we're adding then IBM Tivoli Network Manager. Okay. We're adding 2 base installs because we want a primary and a backup solution. And we have 10,000 value units because we have 10,000 devices that we're monitoring that we want to do root cause or topology-based root cause analysis on. Okay. So this is relatively large solutions. But still, 10 simultaneous users. And we keep impact as before. And you can see the pricing here. The last 2 lines are the ones that have changed with 2 installs of IBM Tivoli Network Manager and 10,000 Tier 1 resource value units. Any questions to this?
Again, that's star 1 to ask a question or make a comment. And there are no questions.
Okay, I'll continue to slide number 10. Now, once a customer becomes more mature in their management scenario, in essence, they have already installed a comprehensive network management solution, they're finding their problems quickly, they're proactive in monitoring their network, they need to tie their monitoring into their lines of business. And this is the hard part, and the one that you have to educate your customer on what they need, essentially. But the business, basically what you want to do is you want to model their business and then tie their network infrastructure into that business model. And the tool for that is called IBM Tivoli Business Service Manager. Okay? Or the solution for that. Again, this solution builds on the previous solution where they have the Tivoli Network Manager in place. Okay. Typically, we're talking here about telecoms, banks, insurance companies, brokerage firms, etc. Large companies that are very dependent, and a significant part of their revenue is directly dependent on their IT infrastructure. Okay. Now, in addition, the company has defined business metrics that we can query. So there must be business metrics, that is, you know, call record details, so it's call detail records, and so on, that we can directly measure and tell them immediately what is the cost, what is the business impact, how many dollars are you losing on these particular outages. And one of the things that this tool will help them do is then prioritize their problems, because some problems have no business impact, other problems have very significant business impact. Okay. In this case, they want to model 50 systems. So they have 50 business systems that they want to model, and they do that using four network devices in this case. It's a simplified solution or a simplified scenario. And let's look at the pricing for this. And the pricing here is getting large, but I'll just look at the last two lines, which is IBM Tivoli Business Service Manager, Tier 1, 10 value units. Now, 10 value units basically means that they're monitoring, for instance, a single-core x86 system, so a Intel-based system. Okay. So 50 systems, in this case, is 500 resource value units, as you can see here. TBSM, 500 resource value units. A dual-core x86 is 20 value units per core. It's called processor value units. So you have processor value units and resource value units, which would be 1,000 resource value units for the pricing. Okay. So we have business service manager at 25,000. We have 500 RVUs, or resource value units, for the servers, and we have four Tier 2 network resource value units at $100 a piece. Okay? If that was confusing, please ask your questions now.
And there are no questions at this time.
No questions?
No questions.
Okay. Then I will hand over to Doug for his talk about the pricing tool.
Okay. Thank you, Terry. This is Doug Anderson. I'm going to briefly discuss a helpful tool which is available. It does not possess any information that's not in announcement letters or anything, so if you're comfortable using that, you know, please continue. But this is just one of the tools we've developed and placed out on Extreme Leverage in the Tivoli pricing section, along with some other calculator tools, such as for the security products and for CCMDB and so forth. What this tool allows you to do is automatically do the volume discounting, which Terry has been going over a little bit here. And it also contains things such as tier definitions and so forth, which are in the announcement letters. But there it's all in kind of one handy place. And Terry will be providing it as a link post-conference. But it is out there on Extreme Leverage. It's fairly easy to find. I want to talk a little bit about the concept of the volume discounting that we have. And then I'll just say a few minutes about the tool, and then I'll open it up for questions. So as you've seen, as Terry has been going through the columns where we've got quantity, which he's defining as, let's say, you know, the numbers of network devices or items like that that are being managed in the environment, and then the resource value units next to it, which is often appears as a lower quantity. This is the way that Passport Advantage can handle volume discounting. In the NetCool world, pre-Passport Advantage, volume discounting was done based on, if you're familiar at all with those, with that pricing model, the volume discounting was actually done on the price itself. So quantity number one of some of the part numbers were, you know, maybe a dollar, or and the next one was, you know, 98 cents, and the next one was a little bit cheaper. The software group models do not support that. So the method for volume discounting is to actually convert the quantity managed, or the quantity in the environment, to kind of an obscure concept, which is this resource value unit. Therefore, we're reducing the quantity and then apply the standard price rather than reduce the price itself. I didn't want to complicate matters there, but if somebody's coming from a micro-business background out there, it's good to know that difference. So therefore, we arrive at this concept of the resource value unit. So out in the calculator tool, when you open up the link out there that's on Extreme Leverage, you'll see a page. It's fairly easy to use. You select the product you want. It's got all the part numbers populated. It includes trade-up part numbers where available. And simply input the quantity in the environment, you'll come up with the number of resource value units required to be ordered. So that's really it. This is similar to the volume discounting concept we have out there for some of the security products here in Tivoli, and also for CCMDB. We're just extending that to this NetCool set of products. And I think that's it. I was going to see if there's any questions. I'll open it up for that.
As a reminder, that is star one if you'd like to ask a question or make a comment. And there are no questions, sir.
Okay, and so I was going to, one thing I didn't clarify is the base install type of part numbers that most of these products have that we've been going over in this presentation, those base installs, those do not have a volume discounting applied to them, but most of the other part numbers do, so just be aware of that. And so, Terry, I think I'll hand it back over to you.
Thank you, Doug. So, what I would recommend here is that you use Doug's tool that I will send out a link to as a tool to find out what the pricing should be. You can use this presentation when you go out and talk to a customer as a basis for what you would want to propose to each customer as a solution. We want people to sell less product and more integrated solutions. So this is a suggestion on how you can build solutions out of it. Okay. If you have any more questions, please feel free. If not, we will finalize or end this now.
Once again, that is star one to ask a question. And we have a question from Ed Willage. Please go ahead, sir.
It's Ed again. I was wondering, this may not be the appropriate question for this call, but on the WebTop product, it has similar functionality as the Tivoli Enterprise Portal. You know, what's our plan to continue to quote WebTop versus, you know, the portal with ITM, especially in your ITM example that you had?
Yeah. The plan is, Ron can jump in here and stop me if I say something I shouldn't say, but the plan is, of course, to move to an integrated enterprise portal. I think it's going to be called Tivoli Integrated Portal.
Correct.
So the plan is to move. Exactly what the time frame for that is still something I think this is the wrong forum to discuss, but we are moving towards a fully integrated TIP portal for all of our Tivoli products.
Yeah, this is Ron Elliott. We will continue to support WebTop for the existing NetCo implementations as well as the ones that are upcoming. The functionality that you get in WebTop is a little bit different from what you actually get in a portal product, whereas WebTop acts as a console for the object server. That is a browser-based console access for the object server. You can integrate the object server events into an existing TEP environment, or there's another product called NetCo Portal that also does similar things to the TEP portal today. So there are a couple of different ways to address this. We can have additional discussions about this, but again, in the immediate future, I would say continue selling the WebTop product as the console access for the Omnibus components. Any other questions?
And there are no further questions. I'd like to turn the conference back over to our speakers.
Okay. Thank you. That's for today, then. Thanks, everybody.
And that concludes today's teleconference. Thank you for your participation, and you may now disconnect.